My first big opportunity I felt came when Nolan Richardson was at TU and was the basketball coach and did such a phenomenal job. And that first year they went to the NIT, which was a bigger tournament at the time, in New York. And for some reason, none of the sportscasters who were ahead of me, Chris, Carl Arkey, Bob Carpenter, I came about the same time, so we were kind of on equal footing. But for some reason, they had other responsibilities and could not go to New York for that, to cover that tournament. So I got to go. I did a pretty good job. And I think I convinced them then that I could handle live coverage, traditional male sports. And so that opened some doors within the station for me.
Well, and then it just so happens they won the NIT.
They won, yes.
And
yes.
We'll all remember that downtown celebration when yes. The whole town came downtown right there in that square, and I was there. And
it was a wonderful
it was.
Event for Tulsa and for my alma mater, TU. And it was, you know, it was just wonderful all the way around. And I remember I got to be good friends with Nolan, and for some reason I took him. He came out to the station when they got back for an interview, and I ended up taking him to the back to the airport. And I remember telling him, I said, if there's anything you want at this time, now's a good time to ask for it, whether it was, you know, more whatever for the team or, you know, just your vision for what you want in the future for this team, you should ask for it now. And he agreed.
I'm just thinking about you and the confidence you must have had in yourself. I could never have done what you did. I mean, I just worked my way in slowly, slowly, slowly. But here you are, and then you're in New York. Had you ever been to New York before?
I had been once.
All right.
But it was, of course, an entirely different situation. I'm at Madison Square Garden, you know, the sold-out crowd, my hometown watching. I mean, obviously, I wasn't a part of the broadcast, but I was there, you know, to do all of the interviews post-game and to do preview pieces before the game. The first thing I found out the hard way was that Madison Square Garden allowed only union camera operators into the building. Oh, we didn't have a union camera operator in Tulsa. So we had to kind of figure that out. And I think sometimes it helped because I was the only woman, obviously, there covering things. And I'm not saying I was able to talk my way in because I was a woman, but at least I think it might have. I think it might have helped a little.
I'm sure. Right.
I said, "Please, we didn't know."
Well,
I'm from Oklahoma. I don't know what excuse
but
I
then
used.
You have a pleasing personality and all, and that worked for you, and so they allowed you to. A broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. That was something else. And then to walk into Madison Square Garden, which you had never been in.
I'd never been.
Yeah.
No.
And to do that. You must have gotten lots of good compliments back with Mr. Goodgame and Mr. Lake.
Yes. Yes. And Bob Gregory, who is probably to this day was one of the most talented broadcasters, writers, journalists that I ever worked with, he complimented me when I came back. And he was a very gruff kind of person and certainly did not hand out compliments quickly or easily. And he complimented me, and that meant a lot to me when I came back from New York. And I think that gave me a big boost in confidence.
If we could hear God speak, it would be sounding just like Bob Gregory.
Exactly. I mean, with that authority.
Yes.
For sure. For sure.
Yes. I had a good memory of him going to lunch with him one time, and we had a good time. So something must happen then after that experience in New York. Do you get other assignments?
I get more assignments, and I think they have more confidence in me. And being a woman, you know, was a unique position, and I think they saw that was beneficial to the station. Unique in that I wasn't just another man covering sports. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So perhaps maybe people, especially women, maybe paid more attention.
We talk about Ree Drummond being a pioneer woman. You are a pioneer woman.
People often ask me how I felt, especially if, in the early years, how I felt about being a pioneer for women. And I never really knew how to answer that question because I wasn't sure how many women would follow me. But today, you know, I'm so happy to say you can tune into almost any sporting event and see a woman on the broadcast team. And that makes me very happy.
Oh, and ESPN, I watch them every morning at 6 o'clock, and we've got all that. You laid the groundwork for many of them. There's no question about that.